This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And I'm just thanking God for the teaching that we received here, putting on the ways of God, walking in God's ways. And we're thanking God for the teaching, take my yoke upon me and learn of me. And we're learning of God's ways, learning what God requires. He requires that we sin no more, that we obey the word of God. And truly, I thank God for our great pastor who's teaching us by precept and example. Now I present unto you our pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. Elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. I want to talk to you today about bringing again the captivity of Israel. And that's who we are. We are Israelites. We are Jews. We are true Christians, followers of Christ. And I'm grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand they took in this life. They're with God, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Glad for our people here at 425. We continued and finished a great appreciation service, great love that has been shown. We're continuing on with the Word of God, which is the commandments of God, which is God's commandments. Cry of a number, going back to Moses. Choir.
In Jerusalem, at certain times, the Lord spake many things, and those who heard not all believed that he was the one indeed. Though they had the law, their minds were carnal. They asked him, he said, go back to Moses.
I'm
Thank God. Go back to Moses, for he wrote of me. We go back to Moses, and that's what we've done. I'm going to find God's word, the laws of God, the commandments of God. Then you're going to become a prisoner of the Lord. Back into captivity. That's what we want to talk about. That's the mindset, to be captive by God. Deacon.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the
Thank
pastor.
You, Deacon. Thank God. Read that with a spark of life.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Lively stone.
Yes.
Thank God. We are going to go to Amos 9 and 14. Before we get there, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. We shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them? That stands yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
Nation is you and I, individually, collectively. There is no nation as great as those that do and teach the commandments of God. As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. What nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law? This is what made America what it is today. They may not have the knowledge of the spiritual side, but it's the 10 precepts, the 10 commandments. And when you are raised and governed by the 10 commandments, you're blessed. Isn't that beautiful? There's safety under the law of God. Isn't that beautiful? But because the law have gone slack, that's why we have so much tyranny today and chaos. Amos 9 and 14, Deacon Franny, what does it say?
And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel.
Isn't that beautiful? Want to be captive in God again. Because God's people were captive. Before we become captive, you have to be captivated with God. It means God got to get your attention and you stay focused on God. Eye on the star post. And when you stay focused on God, he leads you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And you got to see a light to be brought out of darkness. Can't come out of darkness if you can't see. But we beheld a shining light. Like unto Moses, drawn to the light, we were drawn to the light. And that light guided us out of darkness. That beautiful?
Yes.
We're captivated by God.
Yes.
I will bring again the captivity of my people.
Of Israel.
Of Israel.
Uh-huh. And they shall build the waste cities.
What?
And inhabit them.
Now, our mission here is to build up the waste place. What are we talking about? That old man was wasted when we came into this life by that devil through Adam.
Yes.
We got to build again the waste places.
Yes.
And inhabit them.
And inhabit them. Because right now, the devil, when you're born into this life, is the one that is dominion in the earth, in the life. But we want to rebuild that and let God inhabit them. And you and I, God, we have to be one for God to inhabit the land. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Isaiah 52 and 1.
God.
So it's about bringing again the captivity. Why are you talking about that, Pastor? This is 2000. We're another century now. It's 2000, almost 2020. What you talking about? I'm talking about being born again. Captivated in God, building the waste places, yet talking about that old man.
Yes.
52 and 1.
Awake, awake, put on thy strength.
World is sleep in the dust of the earth. And those that hear the call, they can awake. Awake, put on thy strength. What?
O Zion.
It's talking about God's people, the church, Zion. And the world called them Zionists. You can call it what you want. Zion is not in the scripture. It's talking about the church. Put on thy what?
Put on thy beautiful garment.
In other words, we want to be robed with the robe of righteousness. Clean, fine linen, white linen. That's the righteousness of the saints. Put on thy beautiful garments. What?
O Jerusalem.
There we go again. Zion is Jerusalem.
Right.
City of peace.
Yes.
Same thing.
Yes.
Old Jerusalem, old Zion is yet talking about Jacob. When you're talking about Jacob, you're talking about Israel.
Right.
Same thing. Same man. If you're talking about Israel, you're talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're talking about the God of Israel. You're talking about God. Isn't that beautiful? Talking about Jesus. Same thing.
Beautiful.
Old Jerusalem, what?
The holy city.
We're a holy city. We're not Baptists. Or all of the array of names or doctrines. Our doctrine is holiness. The holy city, what?
For henceforth, there shall be no more come.
There shall no more.
No more come into the uncircumcised and the unclean.
So, no more the uncircumcised, that devil.
Yes.
And his ways. No more shall come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean.
Yes.
And calling yourself living for God, not over here. No unclean shall walk on this highway. In other words, when you're striving to live for God, you're not deemed unclean. You're deemed striving to live holy. God claims us as a son, and we are sons and daughters of God when we strive lawfully. Read.
Shake thyself from the dust.
Shake thyself from the dust. That means the earthly ways, the earthly demeanor, the flesh, carnality, traditions of the world, and not the traditions of God. Shake thyself from this mess. In other words, come out from among your kindred unto a place I'll show you. What?
Arise and sit down.
Because we were all in the dust of the earth. In other words, when we are part of the world, you're in the dust of the earth. You're in the world.
Yes.
And you're not upright, but you're lying in carnality and in the traditions of the fathers. But he's saying, loose thyself from the bands, what?
Mm-hmm. O Jerusalem, loose thyself from the bands of thy neck.
Wait a minute. Shake thyself from the dust, arise, and sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Find yourself a seat in the house of God.
Beautiful.
And learn of me. Sit down. O Jerusalem. What?
Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck.
Because these ties we have, or had, I should say here, the friendship ties, all the ties we had to birthdays. And nothing wrong with birthdays. We don't have a problem with a birthday celebration. But it's not a mandatory thing over here. It's not, well, so-and-so's birthday is up next. What we going to do? It ain't like that here.
Right.
Not in God. If you're worthy of a celebration, if we're led to celebrate your 1,000th birthday, we'll do it. It's got to be something of note. Now, if you live to be 200 or 300 years old, we may have a dinner for you. Because that's something to be noted. But don't come telling me my child's birthday, he's 2 or she's 2 years old, we're going to celebrate. I don't think so. You might be celebrating Hitler coming up. Right? I want to see your works first. See who you are. Or if you're worthy. Right?
Yes.
You might be the next few years going to the school and tearing down the school, burning the school up. What are you celebrating, the arsonist to be? No, we're not doing that yet. Let's wait a minute. God said he come to prove you. So you got to prove that you love your child and your child loves you. But I ain't got anything against birthdays. Go ahead.
Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck.
What?
O captive daughter of Zion.
Because God hath captured us now.
Yes.
We were captured in Egypt. But God hath freed us if you've come out under Moses.
Yes.
Moses delivered us.
Yes.
Yeah, he's yet the deliverer.
All right.
So, but Jesus, because that's who Jesus was in, mm-hmm. Moses. And he delivered us through the word. That's who Jesus is, the word. And if anyone come today to help you come out of darkness into this marvelous light, is yet the word, is yet the commandments, is yet Moses. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Say it again.
Shake thyself from the dust.
What?
Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion.
Bands of just traditions cannot break away, because maybe you can see it's the right thing to do, but nobody else can. Well, who do we live for? Anybody else or God? That's who we strive to please.
Yes.
Read the seventh verse. What does it say?
Yes.
How?
How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good
tidings. Not beautiful? Now you're getting into that representative now.
Yes.
Want to come out? Want to come out of the dust of the earth? How beautiful.
Yes.
Upon the mountains are the feet. That stand they have is not like traditional stand. It's the stand of God.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That bringeth good tidings. What?
That publishes peace.
We publish peace. Peace are the Ten Commandments. That's peace. That's what we publish.
All right.
What?
That bringeth good tidings of good.
What?
That publishes salvation.
That salvation, the Ten Precepts. We publish that. Though we publish Jesus. That's who Jesus is. Read.
That saith unto Zion, thy God reigns.
Wait a minute. You can't say God is reigning. You say, now, you know we can help but sin. God is not reigning. When God reigns, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. That's when he's reigning.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Read.
Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing.
How many out there that's hear my voice realize that the voice of God has got to be lifted up. And you have to be one with that voice. And God spake all these words. That's the voice of God.
Right.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Beautiful.
Now God's watchmen lift up that voice. If your watchman, your pastor, your minister is not lifting up those words, that's not God's watchman. Thy watchman shall lift up the voice. What?
With the voice together shall they sing.
What?
For they shall see eye to eye.
What?
When the Lord shall bring again Zion.
When you've been captivated in God again.
God.
When God come and truly captivates you, you become Zion.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see eye to eye with the watchman. Acts.
Right.
1 and 6.
Beautiful.
I'm so glad to be able to come to you today.
Beautiful.
I don't know how many hear my voice. Might be one or two, but that's all right. Where there's two or three gathered and agreeing. That's what the Lord said.
Yes.
I'll be a God in the midst. Isn't that beautiful?
All right.
I'll be a God in the midst. 1 and 6 says what?
When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?
It's about a kingdom. We've been captured in the kingdom of God. Before, we were captured in the kingdom of Egypt. But now we've been captured in the kingdom of God. And when you're captured, that means salvation has been restored. But there's times and seasons. If you hear my voice, this is the time. This is the season to be captured. Luke,
all right.
22. Let's go there.
Yes, it is.
As I was speaking with our elder Phillips on yesterday, knowledge is power.
Yes.
And if you don't have knowledge, you're at the behest of whatever you hear. But when you have knowledge, that's power.
Yes, it is.
And it's even more powerful when you enact it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Acts 22.
Luke.
And 28.
Luke, Pastor.
Luke 22 and 28.
Yes,
thank God. Ye are they.
Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations.
God's temptations are to try us.
Yes.
And as he says in the word, don't get weary in well-doing. But to continue in temptations means to obey God and not yield to temptation. But you continue in the trying of your faith. And ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. What?
And I appoint unto you a kingdom.
So God have appointed a kingdom. That means a spirit. And to restore the kingdom means God have restored his spirit to his people. But you're going to get it through a body. God said, I appoint unto you a kingdom. What?
As my Father hath appointed unto me.
Because the Lord had a spirit of salvation. He had a spirit of judgment. He had a spirit of the kingdom. It was appointed him that. As my Father hath appointed unto me. What?
That ye may eat and drink at my table. What? In my kingdom.
So the watchman, God's anointed, eat and drink at the table of God in the kingdom of God. What?
And sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
So there's ones for judgment. And I believe the scripture says, let judgment begin in the house of the Lord. So if you don't want to be judged, don't come to 425 Laconia Boulevard. Right. And we don't judge the individual. We judge man and the ways of man. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Even Adam was judged by his way. Abel was judged by his way. It's not judging you personally. We judge no man personally. But it's about God's way and man's way. The traditions and principles that are not of God. That's what we judge. And we judge by the principles and ways of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful. Yes.
So I know the traditional church goer says, now, you ain't judge not that you be not judged. That's true. You don't go to church judging one another. There's one or one set up for judgment. That's who you go to.
Yes, Pastor.
We don't go to the court. We don't go to Judge Judy. We go to God's anointed for judgment.
Yes. Right.
Judge Judy can't help you in this.
Right.
This is about the spirit.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Amos 9 and 14. Let's go back there again.
Yes.
We ain't got that much time. I'm talking about being captivated.
Yes.
Captured in God. Mm-hmm. And all I'm talking about is being born again.
Yes.
I'm only talking about coming to God and letting God lead and guide.
Yes.
Read it again, 9:14.
And I will bring again the captivity of my people.
This is yesterday,
Israel.
Today, and forever. Mm-hmm. God will forever be bringing the captivity. In other words, God will be forever calling ones and captivating them.
Yes.
Like he did when he chose his jewels. Come, follow me. They were captivated.
Yes.
They just stopped what they were doing straightway and followed.
Mm-hmm.
Is that being captivated?
Yes.
Captured?
It is, Pastor. It's being captivated.
Yes.
Levi at the receipt of customs.
All right.
Follow me.
Beautiful.
Left his post and followed God.
Yes.
That means he left his job.
Yes.
The fishermen didn't leave their job of fishing, but they left their father's net and left and they went. But after they got themselves established, they were still fishing. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Luke was still a doctor.
Yes.
He was a physician.
Yes, he was.
But more than that, he was holy. Isn't that beautiful? A follower of God.
Yes.
So no, he's a follower of Christ. He's yet God. He's a follower of Jesus. He's following God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Read.
And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel.
What?
And they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them.
What?
And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them.
Back to the Garden of Eden.
All right.
Yes.
Plant garden and eat the fruit of them. Read.
Thank God. And I will plant them upon their land.
What?
And they shall no more be pulled up out of their land which I have given them, saith the Lord
thy beautiful?
God.
Read the 11th verse. What does that say?
Yes. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that
wait
is fallen.
They have the tabernacle of holiness. This is the tabernacle of David.
Yes.
Same thing. David was holy. Apple of God's eye.
Yes.
I'm going to raise up the tabernacle of David. Now, you ever seen a tabernacle? This is the tabernacle of David. And they got the potter's house and different names. That's a pretty nice name. Tabernacle of David. If you don't know the history, you say, well, what is that? That's a tabernacle of holiness.
Yes.
That's a tabernacle of God's eye.
Yes.
That's the tabernacle of the firstborn.
Yes.
All right.
That's tabernacle of righteousness.
Yes. Beautiful.
That's the tabernacle of the commandment keepers.
Yes. All right. Yes.
Beautiful. That's the tabernacle of God's law.
All right. Yes.
Read.
And close up the breaches thereof.
So breaches mean all the holes in your life. Close up the breaches. Mm-hmm. Spots, wrinkles, all that. Those are breaches.
Yes.
What?
And I will raise up his ruins.
Wait a minute. The ruins is that old man. Raise it up.
Yes.
Rebuild things.
Yes.
Raise up his ruins. What?
And I will build it as in the days of old.
So wait a minute. So that's the old. What's wrong with the days of old? God wants to take us back to the days of old. That beautiful?
Yes.
1 Corinthians 15.
Okay.
That's where God wants to take us. That's where we want to go.
Yes.
Back to the origination of things.
Yes.
All this new stuff, they got so many holes in it, weak as water.
Yes.
Most of that furniture you get, that's when you go to IKEA, they ship you furniture in pieces. A nightstand, a dresser in 50 pieces.
Yes.
Come on. You're building it yourself.
That's right.
No, we're going to make it. You build it.
That's
just foolishness. 1 Corinthians 15, 42. What does it say?
42, yes, Pastor. So also is the resurrection of the dead.
What?
It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption.
So wait a minute. We didn't say we were so righteous we walked in here.
Mm-hmm.
But you raised in corruption.
Mm-hmm.
But... how does it say?
It is sown in corruption.
Also is the resurrection of the dead.
Mm-hmm.
It is sown in corruption,
mm-hmm.
but it is raised in incorruption as you follow on,
mm-hmm.
begin to walk upright because you begin to get knowledge of what to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's correcting the ruins.
Yes.
What?
Beautiful. It is sown in dishonor.
You may have a little dishonor finding out, I ain't supposed to be doing that. But the word is sown. You got to do it this way. Do it that way. Sown in dishonor.
It is raised in glory.
What?
It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power.
Repair these ruins and rebuild. Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
That's what this walk is all about.
Mm-hmm.
What?
It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body.
What?
There is a natural body and there is a spiritual
body. So what
body.
We focus on here at 425 is the spiritual body. Correcting the ruins, the old man.
Right.
Third chapter, 3 and 9. Let's
right.
go there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Third chapter of Corinthians, 3 and 9.
For we are laborers together.
Now
with
we got to work together. You got to work with somebody.
Yes. Yes.
So don't come telling me what ain't. This is the way I see things.
Right.
You got to work with that watchman,
mm-hmm.
that one that's giving you judgment.
Yes, thank God.
How to do a thing.
Beautiful.
Laborers together.
Mm-hmm.
With God.
With God, because God is leading that one in judgment. All judgment in the hands of the Son. Somebody got judgment. No, it's like this. Let's put the nail here. Let's put the screw here. It's crooked here. You got to work with somebody. To build, rebuild the ruins and the waste places. With God, what?
Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building.
That beautiful what?
According to the grace of God, which is given unto me.
No, wait, that's the grace. God giving someone to work with your inabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Someone
yes.
had to work with me.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody got to work with you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
As a wise master builder.
What?
I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon.
Now, don't come over here and say, well, now, Pastor Bobo laid my foundation. And Pastor Bobo ain't God's watchman. You ain't got no foundation unless you got the commandments of God.
All right, Pastor.
Now, if you say, I believe in the commandments, but you know what? The woman that taught me the commandments, they died. And we can build on that. Because I know the commandments are right, but how to perform it, I don't know how to do that. Let's work with that. But don't come and then leave. Say, I got it. It don't work that way. You got to be up under a shepherd to help you build. The waste places, what?
But let every man take heed how he buildeth
what?
Thereupon.
What?
For other foundation can no man lay that than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Secret is, Jesus Christ is not just a name, it's the word. That's your foundation. If you don't have the commandments of God in your life, you don't have Jesus Christ as a foundation. Because Jesus is the word. What?
Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold,
what?
silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Every man's work shall be made manifest.
What?
For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire.
So whatever you're working on, commandments of God going to, it's the fire that's going to be tested against. Mm-hmm. Whether it stands or not. Yes. That's the fire. The fire is God's word.
Yes.
What?
And the fire shall try every man's work.
So it doesn't matter what you are building, what your work is. I just took my friend down to the corner to the store. And the man got belligerent with him. And I told him, you know what? Where's that nasty one? I pulled out my pistol. That work ain't working. That ain't love. Now you done got all in yourself. So I told him, don't you come out. I got my piece with me. That ain't working. You know what I'm saying? But the fire gonna try that. It works tonight. You was out of order. Acting like that. Well, no matter what it was. I brought some cupcakes for my sister, but they were rolling my eyes. I threw one at them. That ain't the way you do it. You were wrong. It's going to try your work. Don't sit up there and say, well, why are you talking about me in front of everybody? This word going to try everybody's word. And if God don't suffer your work to come out, you ain't got no problem. But if a work is brought out, can't bring out what you didn't do. It's going to try a man's work. Whether it's little or small, what?
If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward.
Isn't that beautiful? Somebody said, you know what? I thank God for so and so and so and so. I didn't have this, but they came to the rescue. That's a small work, but they got the reward. The praise of God.
Yes.
The thankfulness of God. But should they act up, they're going to get a reward too. No, you were just wrong. Why would you shut your hands up to your brother and sister, close up your mouths to your brother and sister. You don't get, that's a reward. Let you know you're out of order. You don't have no love. The pastor is trying to tell you about yourself, and you're going to roll your eyes and say, I don't see it that way. That's going to come out.
That's right.
Is that the way? But you said you signed up for judgment.
Right.
You said you believe that. But when the judgment came, you got the kicking. Why shouldn't it come out? Every man's work going to be tried. You love it when praises come about you, but you don't like it when judgments say, that ain't the way you do it. That what he tell Cain? He said, now Cain, if you don't do well, sin lie at your door. And by the way, where's your brother? Am I my brother's keeper? That ain't a good work to answer like that. Smart aleck, what is that? Every man's work will be tried. What? Read.
If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire.
You're going to be in loss when you find you're wrong, but that same word going to save you if you yield to it.
Yes.
If you confess.
Yes.
Thank God. Thank God for the encouragement.